Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is David Klaus, Deputy Undersecretary for Management and Performance within the U.S. Department of Energy. So, David, I talked to many of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies, branches of government, the private sector to achieve mission results. How are you leveraging partnerships and collaboration to improve operations?
I'll give you an example of that. And I'll go back to the national laboratories. We have an initiative called Lab to Market, and we have within thousands of patents and innovations and ideas that can help this country basically build the innovation economy that we need for the future. But we are not the marketers. That's not what we do. And so we are trying to build partnerships with the Department of Commerce, with the Small Business Administration, and with local economic development and outreach organizations so that we can create the procedures and the processes and the avenues for lab to market to actually work. And so that has to be a partnership. As I said, our expertise is in developing the ideas. It's not in marketing them or getting them out. And so that's really one of the things that we work on very strongly with the partners.
You mentioned earlier in our conversation the increase in the number of folks who are opting for retirement. It's sort of a brain drain, if you will, happening. I'd like to discuss what you're doing in the area of succession planning and building the leadership of the future.
Succession planning is something that has to happen program by program. Mm-hmm. It's not something that we can do across the department. And I think one of the things we are doing in terms of my organization, the Office of Management and Performance, which has within it the Human Capital Office, is that we are working to really pull together for those programs the information that will help them appreciate the challenge that they face. And we are also trying to put together the recruitment tools and the processes that will help them appreciate that there are ways for them to go forward and recruit the new. But I think particularly with, I think we talked a little bit about how there'd been a lag in retirements and that things hadn't happened. I think this year and the wave of retirements I think we're going to see is going to focus the minds, if you will, of the program leaders. And so we're really trying to help them get the tools to implement those changes and to move forward. The succession planning that has to happen is something that they have to do themselves because they understand their program needs and they understand.
And given the technical ramifications of those programs, they would be the best people to settle it, right?
It is. And I will tell you that the hardest part of succession planning is actually not figuring out how to replace this employee with the next one. It's to get out of the mindset of hiring who you just lost and to think about what is this program and what is this department going to be doing in 5 years, 10 years, and 20 years? And what you want to do is you want to build the workforce you need for the future. You don't want to simply replace – you don't want to assume that the professional that you just lost is exactly the set of skills that you're going to need going forward.
And I'd like to stay on the future really quickly. So what are some of the major opportunities and challenges your organization will face in the future, and how do you think you'll evolve to meet those challenges and seize those opportunities?
Well, I think the workforce challenge is one that we talked about, and I think that's going to be from the standpoint of, if you will, management and operations of the department. I think that's a key. I think a second challenge that we're going to face is the budget environment that we live in. Unfortunately, I don't think that the tight constraints and the very negative perspective that has been in the public policy debate about what government can do and should do, I think that's going to be with us for a while. And I think sort of the approach that's being taken, it's hard to do more with less when less is less and less. So I think it will be an ongoing challenge to accomplish the missions of this department and to accomplish the work of government in a resource-constrained world. But that's the reality. We can and we will do it, and I think we're doing a great job of it now. But I do think that's going to be an ongoing challenge. I think from a management standpoint, I think we need to really change the perspective, sort of rebuild the perspective that government is an attractive place to work. I think that's something that's not just the Energy Department's challenge, but it's the entire government's challenge. The good news is we've got a great workforce out there that's looking for work. If you look at the statistics on college grads, and there's a lot of them out there that are highly skilled and highly talented, and they want to work. If we do it right, we can find a way to bring them into to government to accomplish some of the very important missions that we've got to do.
What advice would you give those grads if they're thinking about a career in public service?
I would tell them that you have an opportunity. I'd cite for them the statistic that I've cited probably too many times in our conversation here today, which is you've got an organization where 20% or 25% of the senior leaders in that organization aren't going to be there in 5 to 7 years. That's an opportunity for you. You're in a circumstance where you can come into government. There's a great deal of things that you can do, and that there are all sorts of opportunities for you to have a career in government in which you can move forward, or you can come into government. You know, what's the statistics? The average American changes jobs every 7 years. I think we've got to evolve government into a circumstance where people can come into government, spend some time, and go off into the private sector. Maybe they come back into government, maybe they don't. Or we get people in mid-career or towards the end of their careers and come into government. I think there's tremendous opportunities in government. And I think I personally have spent time going in, both in government and in the private sector. I think there's tremendous rewards in government service, and I would encourage them to do it. And if you're frustrated by the process and it seems slow, keep going at it. You know, others have made it through the process, and I think you can too. I do think that we will find a way to hire talented people and to use the talents that you have.
Great. David, I want to thank you for joining us today, but more importantly, I'd like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity to be with you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with David Klaus, Deputy Undersecretary for Management and Performance within the U.S. Department of Energy. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.